Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Greetings in Yeshua's holy, precious name. This is Joan Matthews, and I'm coming to you live on April 12th, 2020. And it is an honor to be able to speak today, because it is not because of anything that I have done or any power that I have or anything anyone have done for me that has actually propelled me into this brand new day on Sunday, April the 12th, 2020. It's the mercies of God. The scripture tells us that His mercies are new every morning, and it's by His grace and His mercies that we are all here. But first, before I begin, I would just like to say a little prayer. Our Father in heaven, holy, holy, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, here on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you have given us life to be able to face a brand new day. Without you, we are nothing. And it's because of you while we are here in the face of the storm, not just storm, but the storms that is raging in the world and around us. And for some of us in our lives, in our personal life, in spite of all of this, we have this day where we can praise you and give honor and glory to you, and we just want to say thank you. There are many who did not make it to see this brand new day, and Father, we just glorify your name and just give you all the honor and the glory and the praise. Thank you, Lord. Okay, today I just want to talk a little bit on something that the Lord had shown me on April 1st. For some time now, I have prayed, really prayed to the Lord that He would show me Himself. That's one of my petition to our Heavenly Father. And I prayed, Lord, Father, please show me yourself. How you want me to see you. Show me how you desire for me to see you. I desire to see you the way you want me to see you. Sorry, my phone battery is falling out. And that has been my prayer for a while. We tend to see our Heavenly Father, we tend to see God in light of the flesh. We tend to sort of see, you know, God in how the world portrayed Him to us, how the church portrayed Him to us, how our pastors portrayed the Father to us. That's how we tend to see Him. You know, and it doesn't come with instructions in school either as to, you know, how we should see God. So Jesus said, we have not because we ask not. And sometimes we ask and we ask amiss. And He said, seek and you shall find, ask and it shall be given unto you. And so we have to seek the Father for revelation into anything and everything that we desire. And how else are we to know Him or to see Him unless we ask Him? He is the source of our, and so we cannot receive revelation as to how we see God or as to how we desire to see God from any book that anyone can write or any preaching or teaching, but we have to seek the Most High for everything that we need, all the sustenance, all the food, all the drinks, the drink, the water, which is the Holy Spirit, the bread, which is Yeshua, the bread of life. And so, you know, I've asked the Lord to show me and himself the way he desired for me to see him. And the Lord, you know, Father answered my prayer on April 1st. I was asleep like, I don't know, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I immediately woke out of my sleep as if someone jolted me out of my sleep. And as soon as I opened my eyes, I just knew I had the revelation within me. And I know, I don't think it was a dream. I think, you know, I believe it, the revelation. And, you know, there is a scripture, I should have looked that up, that says that while man sleepeth, the Lord God seals his instructions upon our heart or upon our mind, and, you know, that that we may know him. So God sees his instructions upon our heart, even when we are asleep. So the Lord, I just woke out of that sleep, and I just, all of a sudden, I knew my prayers were answered when the Father showed me, put the revelation in my heart for me to see him. So in my heart, I saw the Lord God sitting, and he was such, he's such a big God. He's not the God that we see as a little man walking on this earth in Yeshua. Yes, he was that person, but we see through the eyes, you know. We see through a glass darkly. We see through the eyes of the flesh, but God wants us to see him through the eyes of the Spirit. And if we see the Most High God through the eyes of the Spirit, then and only then are we going to know him the way he desired for us to know him. And so, folks, the Lord showed me him sitting, and his head was went all the way up in to the sky, past the tallest cedar tree that you can ever see. And he was sitting, and his head literally goes up to the clouds. And that's how the Lord wanted me to see him, as a big, massive God who held the entire universe in the palm of his hand. He had his hand out, his arm outstretched with his palm turned up, and I knew in that revelation that there was a grain, it was put in my understanding that he has a grain of sand in the palm of his hand, and I had the knowledge that the grain of sand represent the universe. And the Lord was showing me that he holds the entire universe in the palm of his hand. And that was so awesome, because in the light of everything that is happening in our world today, the world is falling apart, literally coming apart at the seams. And, you know, it's not just here in America, but around the world. And in spite of everything that's happening, I think this revelation comes at a pivoted time in our life where many are very fearful of the things that are happening, and we are being bombarded with all the videos that we receive and all the news that we receive of this COVID-19 pandemic or virus. And it is a scary thing. For us, for our loved ones, everything is shut down. Business is not as business as usual. And there is fear all around us. Even as Christians, many are very fearful of what's happening. And like I said, things are not what it used to be anymore. And I remember Father said to me, things are not always what they seem. And even what you hear today and what you see today, it's not what it seems. It's way more than what you see with the eye, what you perceive with the senses, what you hear with the ears. And the Lord was showing me that not just showing me, but showing us that he is bigger than any problem, that anything that happened, that's happening in our lives or in the world around us. No matter how big this coronavirus pandemic seems, God is bigger than that. He holds the entire universe. He doesn't hold the world. He doesn't hold 3 countries. He holds the entire universe. We're talking about galaxies and suns and moons and the Pleiades and all the things that we know as far reaches of the universe. God is billion, trillion times. He is without measure, times bigger than the universe and than anything that we can ever dream of or think of. So we are not to fear, we are not to lose hope or faith, knowing that God holds everything in the palm of our hands. And Father, I just want to ask you right now that those of us who are yours and who seek you to increase our faith, to believe that you are bigger than anything that we can ever face in our life and that we are not to fear. Jesus Christ said, you know, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world give. So not the kind of peace that you're hearing out there, peace and safety, not the kind of peace where they're saying isolate yourself, which I'm not against it. But the only peace we can find is in Christ, is in Yeshua. So, you know, we know that we are not of this world, and we know that we are just strangers and pilgrims walking upon this earth, living in a flesh body. Our body is the temple of the living God, and we have to just live our life and give our heart and our body and our soul and our mind, especially in these dark days that we are living in. And like the good book Isaiah told us that in the last days, darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. And this is the beginning of the darkness that is covering the earth. And gross darkness is covering the people because, you know, many are in darkness as to who God is and what God is and, you know, the things of God. We don't know. I'm not claiming that we, any one person, know everything, but God give us his wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding based on our desire to know, you know, based on our desire to seek him and to search him out. So we are to seek the Father in Yeshua's name, and we are to seek him out, and we are to honor him and to do what is pleasing in his sight. And what is pleasing in his sight is that we love him with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our mind. And unless we actually seek to love the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, which, you know, there are three personalities of God, three persons of God, but it's one, it's God. And that's another topic on its own. But in order for us, for the Father, for us to have that peace that passes all understanding, in order for us to have that walk with God and that intimate relationship with him, we have to first learn and know how to love the Father with all our heart, soul, and mind. Folks, this is no joke. Yeshua told us in John chapter 14, if you love me, keep my commandments. And he said, he that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So you see that if we actually choose to love God and to receive knowledge and wisdom and understanding, we have to keep His commandments. Loving God go hand in hand with keeping His commandments. And I know there are many out there who will contest and who will run around, bloody murder. But let me tell you something, it's not me, it's not my word, it's the word of God. And we are to honor God. And, you know, Jesus, Yeshua, said that it is the greatest commandment. Loving God, the greatest commandment. We are to love Him with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And the second one is like it, is to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. But first, before we can even start loving others, we have to be able to have the desire, at least, to love our Heavenly Father. And not just to love Him, but to really love Him. And I remember praying one day and asking, Father, Father, I don't think I've ever loved You. I don't think I've ever loved You the way that I feel in my heart that I'm supposed to love You. I don't think I even know how to love You. And I want to love You, but not the way I was taught to love You, not the way I feel in my flesh that I'm supposed to love You, because You are love. The Bible tells us that God is love. And I say, Father, You are love. You are the embodiment of love. And in order for me to love You, I need You to show me how. Show me how to love You. Teach me how to love You. And let me tell you, that's one thing that the Lord, there are prayers that I pray for years and years, and it took years before the Father bring these prayers to pass or reveal the answer, or even, you know, respond to these prayers. But this prayer, when I pray, Lord, Father, show me how to love You. Teach me how to love You, because I desire to love You with all my heart, soul, and mind. And as I said that, I literally felt in my spirit that the Father was sitting on the edge of His throne, and He just jumped up and just that. This is just me now saying, He was probably saying, yes, yes, finally. And I felt like all heavens and all the angels were just jumping and clapping and shouting for joy. Because God wants us to fulfill His ways, His commandments. And, you know, the Father said, teach me how to love You. The Father said, if You love Me, keep My commandments. And He's just reminding me. He's just reminding us what Yeshua said in John chapter 14, and I would advise everyone to just go ahead and read John chapter 14. And He said, and in my heart I'm thinking, well, Lord, have I not kept Your commandments? And the Lord heard my thoughts, and He said, you have not kept My holy Sabbath day. And in my heart, I knew what He was talking about. It's the Sabbath day, the seventh day Sabbath. And I just confessed. I couldn't contend. I didn't say, Lord, what are You talking about? I go to church every Sunday. I knew what the Lord was saying. And I was convicted in my heart. And I said, it just flew out of my mouth. I said, Lord, I'm guilty. I have not kept Your holy Sabbath day. I don't know how to, I've never kept it, nor do I know how to keep it. And I said, Lord, would You please teach me how to keep? Would You please teach me everything that I need to know about the Sabbath day? Would You please teach me how? And then the Lord started teaching me everything I need to know about the Sabbath day. And I've written, about 7 articles about the Sabbath day, not of anything that come from my flesh, but I was moved by the Holy Spirit, and everything I've written was written on my heart and back up with scriptures that the Lord desire for us to honor Him to honor His word, to honor His commandments, because loving God go hand in hand in keeping His commandments. And I am not saying some of His commandments. I'm saying all of His commandments. And it's not my word, but it's the word of God against our flesh and against our assumptions and against our limited understanding of who God is and what He desires of us. And God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. He's a just God, and He desires for us to keep His ways and to honor His ways. And He said in John chapter 14, if you love me, keep my commandments. And then John chapter 14, verse 21 said, he that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me. He that love me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him. So you see, it is, all of this go hand in hand. So God is not just saying, if you love me, keep my commandments. He's saying, if you love me, if you keep my commandments, it shows that you love me. And you know what will happen when we keep His commandments and prove to the, and show to God that we love Him? He said, and I will come. He said, and my Father will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. So the Lord, so Jesus Christ, Yeshua, He's saying, not only that, if you keep my commandments and show that you love me, He said, I will manifest myself to you. Not manifest, to manifest mean to appear, to show, to reveal. So Jesus Christ is going to reveal himself to you by speaking to you, by showing you things in dreams, in visions, in revelation, by writing things on your heart, and by literally speaking to you. Because you love him, you respect him, you honor him, you fear him, and you keep his word. So this is what the Lord desires of us. It's not my word, it is the word of God. Jesus answered and said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. So you see, Jesus is saying, if we keep, if we love him, to keep in his commandments, to keep in his words, he said, my Father will love him also, and we will come, and we will make our abode with him. And you know, he also said in John chapter 14, he that love me not, keep not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine. He said, it's the Father which sent me. So you see, folks, let's go back here, back up in Exodus. Exodus, so this is the New Testament. This is Yeshua, our Lord and Savior, speaking here. This is not any random person. I just wanted you to hear it from the mouth of the Lord himself. Both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, so that you would know how serious our Heavenly Father is. And I know that we can become very, very, very rebellious in sticking to what we know and what we learn growing up from flesh and from our forefathers. But folks, Jesus said that they teach for doctrine the commandments of men. And we throw under the rug the commandments and doctrines of the Most High God. So we do not need to do that. We need to focus on loving God and doing what He say. Not what the world say, but what God said for us to do. So Exodus chapter 20 verse 6 tells us that God is showing mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandments. There you go again. Loving God come hand in hand with keeping the commandments. Now I've heard that preachers and Christians say, you know, the commandments were nailed to the cross. They are meant for the Jews or for the house of Israel. That's a lie straight out of the pit of hell. Do not believe it. You just read the Bible. Read the Bible. Read the Word of God, and everything is there. Every proof is there that the Lord is talking to each and every single one of us. And if you have that argument that the commandment or the Sabbath or the feast were meant for the Jews, just, well, then you don't need to honor Yeshua, who we call Jesus, because he come from the line of Judah. He is a Jew. So if you, and he kept every word and every commandment and every precept and every statute that was given to the house of Israel, and the house of Israel is was meant for the whole world to follow after. The house of Israel and the laws and the precepts and the statutes that was given to the house of Israel, they are the example for the Gentile to follow, not the other way around, folks. Many are following the ways of the Gentiles. The ways of the Gentiles are just secondary to what God had given the instructions to the house of Israel. And the instructions that was given to the house of Israel is all in the Old Testament. And then it was reiterated, reinforced in the New Testament. So, folks, it is not about what the flesh know or what you were taught as a child. It is what the Lord say. It is his word against the world and the flesh. So, you know, it's saying, why you think so much chaos is in the world? It's because we refuse to honor his word, refuse to keep his commandments and to do his will. And when we love God and keep his commandment, then we have that love of God inside of us that will actually teach us how to love others. You cannot love others unless first you have the love of God abiding in you, because it's the love of God in us that will actually teach us and show us and guide us how to love others in a pure and righteous way. Then if we go to Deuteronomy 5:10, it tells you the same thing, that God is showing mercies unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandment. Now, Deuteronomy 6:5 tells us that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And it goes on and on and on. Deuteronomy 7:9, same thing. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keep covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. So we see that God is commissioning each and every single one of us to love him. And loving him come hand in hand in keeping his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous, because it's laws, it's rules for us to live by. Just like you live in the world here, just give us an example of the United States. The United States have rules and laws for us to follow. God forbid that any of us should break the rules and the laws of the states and of the federal government. Fail, you're going to be locked up. You're going to be penalized in one way or the other. So if man have rules and laws for the people that they govern to live by, the God of the universe give us rules and laws way before governments were even established. What make you think that we are not to keep them? What make you think we are to honor man and not honor the Most High God? Well, I would pick this conversation up another time. So just tune in to see when my next discussion on the love of God is or will be. And you know, it's given an opportunity for those of you who are to just, maybe you can call in and give a testimony or add your knowledge to what we are talking about. And you know, just love you guys and just stay safe out there in Christ until we see again. Have a blessed day.